this is. Best we can do is to pick up the pieces. A Stranger Things fanfic, written by Here Jess Roar and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie Munson. With additional tags for alternate universe, canon divergence, Chrissy Cunningham lives! Bisexual Eddie Munson. Implied referenced abuse. Emotional hurt comfort. Literal sleeping together. Established relationship. Two very broken kids helping to heal each other, as seen through the eyes of a gruff uncle. Eddie usually leaves the light on for him, so Wayne doesn't find the soft glow coming from the living room window to be all that unusual when he gets out of his truck. The girl's sleeping on his sofa, on the other hand. Wayne scrubs a hand over his jaw and fights down a fond laugh because he doesn't want to wake them up. He wishes he had a camera, actually. The girl, the one Eddie talked about like she hung the moon and stars in the sky. Chrissy. He had met her last week. A black little thing with a big smile and more manners than his trailer deserved. Had his nephew tucked up to her throat like a kitten, her mouth pressed to his hair. Eddie's got his arms wound around her waist, a respectful distance from anywhere that could land him in hot water. But Chrissy clearly had no such compunctions, and the leg she tossed over Eddie's to pull him closer shows it. The girl has more spark to her than Wayne would have expected. He's glad. Eddie doesn't think he knows, but he does. And Wayne doesn't care who the kid wants to bring to his bed so long as they don't manage to get themselves in trouble and that person treats Eddie right. Most of them hadn't. Split lips, Eddie blames on a rowdy crowd at the hideout. Bruises on his neck, he calls love bites. Like Wayne doesn't know the difference between a hickey and finger marks. Eddie takes after his mother in too many ways. Wayne couldn't protect her from his sorry excuse for a brother, and he lives with that. But he'll be damned if he can't protect Eddie. But this time, it looks like he won't have to. Because this girl who comes from a different part of town, a world far from theirs, with her manicured fingers and perfect makeup, is holding his nephew to her like he's precious. He'd been concerned that she might have been using Eddie, dating what Daddy hates, pissing off an ex, all the things kids did for their own little revenges, the ones that chew up other people involved and spit them out without a single care. Because it would be just like Eddie to let someone stab at his soft heart like that and not hold it against them after. His nephew, its teeth and noise and speaker feedback, covered in enough spikes to keep away anyone not brave enough to look closely. And as well as that works on the surface, Wayne knows that Eddie is all bark and no bite. He always has been, and Wayne's proud of him. There's been people who don't see it that way, though. And Wayne is sick to his stomach of the faraway look in Eddie's eyes every time someone manages to get under his armor and knife him in the back. He knows that Eddie can take care of himself, and if pressed, he's not above fighting dirty. He wouldn't be welcome at the hideout if he couldn't. Wayne just wishes that he didn't have to scrap and scrape and claw for a seat at society's table to be worthy of anyone's attention. And the last thing he needs is some girl slumming it with him for kicks. But the way Chrissy has her fingers buried into Eddie's hair, tangling into messy curls at the back of his head, her other hand clutched into the fabric of his shirt at his shoulders, Wayne has never been so glad to have been wrong. She was a good kid. They both are. And he's sure Chrissy has her own demons, if where she'd rather be on a Friday night, Sunday morning now, and early, is sleeping on his lumpy old couch. The suitcase player has made its way out of Annie's room, sitting on the living room floor with a record still on it, the needle meeting the center long ago and turning itself off. Eddie doesn't break out the vinyls very often anymore. He likes his cassettes and his boombox, but he does claim that nothing beats the sound of a record and a needle. And when Wayne sees the album, he's not sure if he should laugh or cry. The stranger had belonged to Eddie's mother nearly a decade ago now. He's got a soft spot for Billy Joel, loath as he is to admit it. And Wayne has a feeling that Eddie had let Chris pick the music. He wonders if Eddie remembers Leanna singing Vienna to him. Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Eddie had listened to that album almost every night when he'd first come to live with Wayne. The fact that he's let Chrissy see it means that Eddie trusts her. Wayne can't even remember the last time he'd seen that album. He thought that Eddie had maybe broken it or pawned it. Memory is too painful to keep close to his chest any longer. But here it is. And Leanna's ghost suddenly haunts his trailer all over again. Wayne shakes his head. He's getting too sentimental over a couple of kids who probably don't know how much their own actions mean, and any other parent would probably be pissed as hell to find their kid cuddling some girl on their couch. But Wayne is mostly just relieved. Someone needs to look after Eddie when he can't, and he has an inkling that nobody has been bothering to look after Chrissy either. Kids as sweet as her don't have such sad eyes. Not if someone has loved them the way they deserve. And Wayne won't pry into her home life because he's still more or less a stranger to her, but by God, he'll make sure she has somewhere to go and someone waiting for her there to boot. He knows that it's not much, but it's what he's got. The floor creaks under his boots as he grabs the heavy-knit blanket from his recliner. He shakes it out and makes his way back over to the kids. Chrissy shifts at the sound, a squeaky little stretch like a mouse, and her eyes flutter open. Wayne pauses and waits for her to realize that he's standing there. It takes her a moment, because she's too busy pressing a kiss to the crown of Eddie's head, and Wayne feels like he's intruding in his own home. But Chrissy notices him with a sharp little inhale and an embarrassed widening of her eyes. She looks like a spooked rabbit, but she doesn't let go of Eddie. And for that, Wayne likes her all the more. Defiance and steadfastness in the face of trouble. Wayne gestures with a blanket and clears his throat. Chrissy watches him like a prey animal, scared to move, as he drapes it over the pair of them. Light stays on, he says, and he knows he sounds gruffer than he actually is, because Eddie isn't the only one with a soft heart in this house. Chrissy nods, relaxing as she realizes he isn't going to yell, and smiles that pretty smile of hers at him. Thank you, Mr. Munson, she whispers, and pulls the blanket up over Eddie's shoulder. Sleep well. And Wayne huffs, amused. Yeah, you kids too. Now, Chrissy, don't let his dumbass fall off the couch when he wakes up. Chrissy bites her lip on a giggle. I won't, she promises. He's safe with me. Wayne believes her. The end. Author's notes. 100% inspired by some gorgeous fan art by Bloomsbury, which can be found here. Link to Tumblr post in Podfic metadata.
I love that Grace said Chrissy's song would be Uptown Girl, and I love Billy Joel, so I think it would be sweet if maybe Eddie secretly does too, even if he hasn't listened as far as an innocent man like Chrissy. His mom probably sang him scenes from an Italian restaurant, just because it's got his name in it, even though it's sad. The Stranger is an album that likes to smack me in the chest with a boot, so if you've never heard it, please go do. Hope you liked. Hope it maybe soothed your soul a bit. Spare comment, please. We're all hurting. Reader's notes. Billy Joel! Billy Joel! Emotional connection to Billy Joel. I'm a Long Island girl, and we really love the fact that he has driven multiple cars into multiple restaurant windows. Thank you, Billy Joel. Also, I attempted something for Wayne's inner monologue. It may have come off more like Sophie doing Elliot's voice in Leverage than actually whatever accent the actor who plays Wayne Munson actually has. I'm sorry, I was doing creative experimentation. I just, yeah, whatever. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.